Sky Sports Radio. It's time for Going Greyhounds. With all the news from kennels and courses around the country, here's Mark Duclos.
And a very good morning. Welcome along to Going Greyhounds this first day of May 2017. As usual, we have got an absolute bumper of a program this morning. Our special guests will include Johnny Dart, who trained the Quinella in the Group 2 Bogey Lee Futurity Final at Albion Park on Thursday evening. Anthony Azzopardi, who's got two leading contenders in the Group 2 Warrnambool Cup on Wednesday night. He'll join us later in the program. The media manager from Sandown Park Greyhounds, Michael Floyd, will be along. We had more trials yesterday at Sandown Park for the upcoming Speedstar Series. Luke Gatehouse, the CEO of the Brisbane Greyhound Racing Club, he'll be along as we preview the Group 2 30 Talks Queensland Derby to be run on Thursday evening. And Jason McKay, one of Australia's leading trainers, he'll join Going Greyhounds a little bit later as we talk about Aston DB, a recent acquisition to his kennel, which set new track record figures at Bulleye on Saturday evening. As well as that, Ando's Mac made a successful return to the track, winning a 400-metre race there. But our special guest last Monday morning was Donna Campbell, who had three runners in the Group 3 Summer Puppy Classic at Nowra, and she was successful with Tiempo De Niro, which beat Tiny Terror and Panel Beater, running a time of 30.05, $25,000. Went to Donna and also the Laidecker Kennel there. At Warrnambool on Wednesday evening, we had semi-finals of the Group 2 Warrnambool Classic. The fastest of the semi-winners was Uphill Jill, running 25.16. And Lightning Frank was beaten at a very, very short price, but the box draw in the final has served him well. He's come up with inside draw and he's currently 165 with tab.com.au. Uphill Jill from box number 7, a second pick in the market at $3.80. As far as the Warrnambool Cup is concerned, Anthony Azzopardi, lucky chap, redeemed itself after a desperately unlucky run in the Group 1 Golden Easter Egg. He came out on Wednesday evening and blew them away, running 24.93 from box number 6. And on Wednesday night in the Warrnambool Cup, lucky chap has got box 4. He's currently 3.80. Favourite is Strike a Light, the Golden Easter Egg winner. She's drawn favourably in box number 2 at 2.70. Zinzan Brook from box 3 at $4.20. Friday evening at Dubbo was a big, big night in the Central West there. And Falcons Fury won another Gold Cup for owner-trainer Paul Braddon, defeating Almost Black and Ferrero Miss in 29.86. And on Saturday night at headquarters, we had heats of the Group 3 Ladies Bracelet. Dawn Mini for Keithy Pedrana was the fastest in 30. And even, and I can tell you, as far as the fixed odds market with tab.com.au is concerned, She's Grand is 3.80 and second pick in the market from box 1. Lagoon Jazzy, which was beaten an eyelash by Cardiology, its second pick from box 2 at $3.30. Go to Zambora Cross from box 6, it's at $5. Dawn Mini from box 5 is at $8. And Nana Road for Mark Bell off the outside draw is at $6. But it was a big night at Albion Park on Thursday evening. We had the running of the Group 2 Bogey Lee Futurity Final, and it was taken out by Nikki's Way, which defeated the kennel mate Spare Cash. And it was a Quinella for Dull Geigen trainer Johnny Dart, who joins us on Going Greyhounds this morning. Morning, Jono.
Morning, Mark. How are you?
I'm very well, thank you. We're going to talk about the recent bad luck that you've had, but I want to talk about the good luck that you had on Thursday evening with Nikki's Way. She had box 1 and she used that box to absolute perfection.
Yeah, she sure did. She probably didn't begin as good as she can, but the two dog never come across her and she got the rails run and going around the first turn, she was going to be hard to beat.
She'd run really good sectionals last week, Johnny, and she did that again on Thursday evening. Her run down the back straight was good. She ran 29.85 overall. She was very well experienced going into this Bogey Lee Futurity Series. She's now had 32 starts for 12 wins, owned by Johnny McGrory, trained by yourself and Glenda. What do you do with Nikki's Way now?
She's known for Casino on Friday. There's a Donnie Walden race on. I think it's about 5,000 to the winner. So her and Spare Cash and Nikki's sister, Talia's Way, are heading to Casino.
Spare Cash, we mentioned on last week's program, she was a greyhound that kicked off her career with a big boom going through that Grafton maiden series, the Taylor Family Classic Series there at Grafton last July. Charlie Northfield was training her then. She's been transferred to your kennels. Gee, you'd love her just to find a little bit in the last 20 or 30 or 40 metres in a 520, wouldn't you?
Yeah, that's probably just a problem, you know. But I think if you can get her to lead, she can just get the 500. So that's what we've got to concentrate on.
Well, as I said, it was a big night for you on Thursday evening, Quinellering, the Group 2 Bogey Lee Futurity. Johnny, it hasn't been good in recent weeks. We go back to the floods only, what, 5 or 6 weeks ago now. And your property at Dalgeigan, for people who don't know it, Dalgeigan is deep in the far north of New South Wales. It's a dropkick away from the Queensland border. It's near, I guess the best way to say it is it's inland from Murwillumbah. But more importantly, where your property is, Johnny, it's only about 100 metres away from the Rouse River. And when the floods came through, tell us how devastating it was as far as the amount of water that entered the property.
Yeah, normally we only get about a metre on our property, which is nothing, and we can walk across the road where we put our dogs, but this time we got about 2.7 up to 3 metres on the property, and it was just, normally it doesn't flow very fast, but it was like just a torrent this time. It was, you know, devastating.
And the unfortunate effects of the flooding on the property saw you lose 9 of your greyhounds, unfortunately.
Yeah, no, that was one of the worst things, losing them, and we lost 5 cars as well. So it wasn't a good day.
What? And I mean, there's nothing you can do. I mean, where your property is at Dalgeigan, you're surrounded by cane farms. It's a low-lying area. You know it's part of the perils of living in God's country up there, I guess, is that you do get those floods that come through from time to time. I know you said you thought the 1974 floods were bad. These were far worse.
No, a lot worse than the 74, like all the old timers around the place. They're all saying it's a 1 in 500 year flood, you know. So everyone got caught. There wasn't a tractor left in our area, you know. Every tractor went under. It's just devastated the place.
How do you pick yourself up? I know you get great support from Glenda and the kids as well, but how do you pick yourself up after something like that, losing 9 greyhounds, losing a number of pieces of your property? I guess, you know, it's something that you've just got to battle on with.
Yeah, mate, no. Everything's got to change now. We've got a new strategy when there's a flood comes. Just run to the hills.
The hills are way behind you, Johnny. I don't know whether you're going to get up there, buddy.
Oh, yeah, I'll get there. So, we'll just move on, Mark. We've been knocked down plenty of times, but, you know, you just got to get up.
Johnny, one of the great things about the greyhound industry is the support that you receive from people within the industry. And it was no surprise that your good mate, Stevie Kavanagh, he gave you a trainer. Steve Williams from Velocity Kennels, he also offered to give you a new trailer. I guess the support from those people, it means the world to you.
Yeah, well, Steve Scott and Kelly Olsen, they come straight in with a car, bridge freezer, sauna bath. And Steve Williams rang straight up, and Steve Kavanagh dropped the trailer in. And there's plenty more too, you know. There's been heaps of people, you know.
And
Greyhound
Racing New South Wales also offered their support?
Yeah, Gail, our local steward, was around straight away wanting to see what they could do for us, see if we could get a trailer or a car or beds. Our two local integrity stewards, they were straight around to try and help. It's been really good.
No, it's great. And then, as I said, the bad luck turned to good luck for you on Thursday night with Nikki's weighing spare cash running the Quinella. Johnny, great to catch up with you. Let's hope there's no more rain. Well, we are heading into winter, mate, so we're probably $1.04.
Today.
Yeah, exactly. A beautiful day in God's country. Thanks for joining us, mate, and best of luck to you and Glenda.
No worries, Mark. Thanks very much.
Johnny Dart there, one of the great guys in greyhound racing. And as I said, he lives in God's country at Dalgeigan. Although our next guest would beg to differ. He thinks God's country is about 2 kilometres over the border in Queensland. Good morning, Luke Gatehouse.
Morning, Duke. It's 24 degrees and the sun is shining in Brisbane today.
Well, I can tell you, mate, it's actually 25 degrees in my studio here. in Sydney.
I bet it is. They forget to turn the aircon on.
Yeah, no, it's beautiful. Hey, great story about Johnny Dart and Glenda winning the Futurity on Thursday night, and very emotion charged to, you know, it was only 6 weeks ago or 5 weeks ago that the floods ravaged their property at Dalgeigan, and there they are 5 weeks later, quinellering the Group 2 Bogey Lee Futurity.
Yeah, and it was very emotional on track, Mark. Glenda caught the winner, and yeah, it was a very emotional moment when her and John joined each other after the race, and a great effort to quinella the race, and superb performance by Nikki's Way. Obviously, we say that box one in those big finals at Albion Park's worth $1 million. Well, it was worth $40,000 on Thursday night, and she was really strong at the end of the race, super rough.
Yeah, and as we said, you know, utilising the inside box, you either want two boxes in big finals, it's one or eight, and I'll tell you what, I'll take one over eight 9 times out of 10 because it just proves so crucial. We had heats of the Queensland Derby run, fast times, as you and I lamented last week on this program and also on At The Boxers. He's his own worst enemy, but on Thursday evening, he was his best friend because fast times came out absolutely running and did just that and clocked the fastest of the heats, running 29.75. You must have been impressed with the way he bounced back to the winner's list, Luce.
Yeah, he came out with the mark. He wasn't scintillating out, but he didn't miss it 2 lengths, so that was the story. And I think in the final on Thursday night, if you're betting on fast times, you're betting whether he jumps or not from box two.
Cosmic bonus for Lenny and Evelyn Harris. Very, very impressive, I thought. I know it only ran 29.85, but it was first up. It ran 5.56 early, 17.24 in comparison. Fast times ran 5.57 and 17.07. So the way the box draw has fallen for Thursday night's final, Fast Times has drawn box two. He's 175 with tab.com.au. Cosmic Bonus has drawn box seven, and he is $5. Gee whiz, I've got to have something on Cosmic Bonus at the $5. I just don't know whether Fast Times is going to jump 2 weeks in a row.
Well, and that's the question mark, whether you want to take $1.75 that he's going to jump. I thought Cosmic Bonus was really impressive, really strong as well, $12.75 run home. And he showed the benefit of trialling at the track prior to having a race. If you look at his run, obviously Evelyn's a little bit closer than the connections of Patch Adams, but Patch Adams was his own worst enemy, back from $5 into $2.60, went up with the lids, came out 3 or 4 lengths last, and then just lost the compass around all the turns. So, you know, you really have to get around that track a couple of times before you race at it, particularly in a big race, because there's no second chances. And Cosmic Bonus put the work in and got the result, and I think a great chance from box seven.
Yeah, it was a horrible run, unfortunately, by Patch Adam. And you're right, Lukey, it's just one of those things where you've got to trial. You've got to go and trial at some of these places. Going in first up in a race against the locals particularly, it's nigh on impossible. And I've got a massive rap on Patch Adam as a greyhound. When he puts it all together, we saw it during that Golden Easter Egg series, a 29.55 winner. He is devastating, but on Thursday night from box seven, missed the start, and that was the end of his chances. Any of the other heat winners impress you at all?
I thought Alpha Giorgio was really impressive in 29.88 for the Zammets, and you know, he was only having his second race start. He'd had a performance trial, then he won a maiden on a Monday night at Albion Park, and then he's come out second race start to run 29.88. That was really impressive, I thought.
All right, who are you tipping in the final?
I'm going to go with Fast Times. That was before you told me it was $1.75, but I'll tip that he jumps, because I still think he's a 29.50 dog when he puts it all together at Albion Park. I've put Cosmic Bonus in for second. The one I've thrown in for third is actually Annabelle's Boy.
Victorian, yeah.
I thought it was a super run to run second. I don't know whether it had trialled before, but got around the track beautifully from, I think it came out of box four, posied up well, and is a really strong greyhound. So, you know, if there's any chinks in some armours, box three I think will suit Annabelle's Boy beautifully for third.
Yeah, he'll hop straight onto the fence. He doesn't have a lot of early pace, but I tell you what, he's as strong as an ox, and at 6.50... you probably got a save on that. I'm pretty much with you. I think 2, 3, and 7 will fight it out, but we'll find out on Thursday evening. I'll be live trackside for Sky Racing 1 to cover the Group 2 30 Talks Derby. Prior to that, Luke Gatehouse, you'll join me on At The Boxes on Wednesday evening as we take an in-depth look at the Derby final.
Yep, and also just on another note with John and Glenda Dutt, they did celebrate their 40th wedding anniversary over the weekend. I don't know whether you spoke about that with John.
No, I tried to forget it for him.
Yeah, it's great to see a bloke who can punch above his weight for 40 years. It's
let me tell you, Johnny is batting 300 in baseball terms when it comes to Glenda, let me tell you. He is batting way above his average, and they are lovely, lovely people, and it was so nice to see them. As I say, have some good luck after some absolute terrible luck as far as the floods were concerned. Lukey, thank you, mate, for joining us, and I'll speak to you on Wednesday evening.
Look forward to it. Thanks, bud.
Luke Gatehouse there from Albion Park. And as I said, that big Queensland derby will be run on Thursday evening. We're going to take a short break here on Going Greyhounds, 13 minutes to 11. On the other side of the break, we'll speak with Michael Floyd from Sandown Park.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're tuned to Going Greyhounds.
And welcome back this Monday morning, 11 minutes to 11 here on Going Greyhounds. And the Group 3 Bill Collins Memorial Speedstar Series will take place at Sandown Park on Thursday, May the 11th. And the current leaderboard looks this way. Don't forget, it's 4 2-dog match races. The winner of each of the match races, they take home $10,000. A $15,000 bonus goes to the Greyhound, which records the fastest time of the night and some of Australia's quickest Greyhounds. Will be engaged in those 4 2-dog match races at the moment. Wormburner, who was beaten there at a short price favourite on Thursday evening after winning 4 on the bounce, he is the current leader with a time of 29.16. Aston DB, 29.18. And Aston DB set new track record figures at Bulleye on Saturday evening. Eminent Reality, which trialled last week, he's at 29.23, along with Mapunga Blazer, Gaucho at 29.25, Nature's Gent, Raw Ability, Black Mumbo, all at that 29.31 mark. And they round out the top eight. Joining us from Sandown Park, their media manager, Michael Floyd. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Duke.
We had trials yesterday, and the five greyhounds that trialled, Wicked Warrior, a Group 1 class greyhound, Barking Bad, the winner of the Group 2 Gosford Gold Cup earlier this year, Rockin' Rico, very smart Victorian, Burn One Down, the superstar, resuming from a spell after being injured in the Group 1 superstars at the Meadows. And Midnight Elsa, another greyhound prepared by Shona Thompson, the fastest maiden winner at the Meadows. Did any of them run any time to get into that top eight?
Unfortunately not, no. Burn One Down was the fastest of the trialers. He went 29.39. His first split was only 5.19, went 19.03 to the back, which is a little disappointing. But Juicy flew home, he went 10.34 on the run home, which is absolutely low flying, but unfortunately was only enough for 16th on the leaderboard. Plans with him going forward, Shona's still up in the air. She's considering another trial on Sunday, otherwise it'll be on to the Sandown Cup in a couple of weeks' time.
All right, Midnight Elsa the kennel, mate, what did it run?
29.39.6, so just outside the top 20. And she'll go straight into the Sandown Cup from here. She won't be trialling again for the Speedstar, but Rockin' Rico may do. He went 29.56. Lucky Carabasakos thought he'd go a little bit faster than that, so he may have another crack at it this Sunday. Barking Bad only managed 29.50, and Wicked Warrior 29.41.7. So not too many moves on the leaderboard, but it does open it right up when you consider that Aston DB won't be going around the Speedstar. We've got a message from Jason McKay at the weekend saying that they'll go to the Harrison Dawson and skip past the Speedstar. Gaucho's been retired, and Nature's Gent also won't be going around. So there's 3-year top eight that won't be taking part, and that really does open it up for that very tight bunch just after that top eight.
As I said, it's a big three-week series. We kick off with the Speedstar on May the 11th, and the following week we then have heats of the Group 1 Harrison Dawson and the Group 1 Sapphire Crown for the Bitches and the Group 1 Sandown Cup for the Stayers. And then the finals of those three Group 1 events will take place on Thursday, May the 25th. Now, as far as the market with tab.com.au is concerned, Wormburner is the favourite at $3.20. Eminent Reality, second pick at $3.60. Mapunga Blazer at $4.40. As you just said, Aston DB won't go around, and currently he is $5 in the market. Burn One Down, I imagine Shona may go back for another trial because that would just top him off nicely heading into the Sandown Cup Series. He's at $7.50. And as you just said, Nature's Gen, it's also out of the market. Any interest from any other interstaters? Because they've got one last chance to trial, which is this Sunday afternoon, this coming Sunday afternoon. Any inquiries from interstate trainers heading down, Mick?
Not at this stage, no. They do have the opportunity to trial between races on Thursday night as well if they haven't had a chance to run a time in the qualification period, which is the start of February. So any trainers out there interested in what is essentially a trial for $10,000, get in touch with us here at the club. We'll try and make that happen for you. But at this stage, no others have shown interest in interstate. Pretty hot market. As you can see, a $29.30 dog will probably get you in, but there aren't too many of those around.
No, you did right. And as I said, Wormburner, has he been nom for this Thursday night, Mick? Have you seen the noms yet?
Noms aren't in yet, but Wormburner is, this was one of the big goals when he came into Victoria, so he'll definitely go around. Eminent Reality is going to be kept fresh for that series, so the top two there with Aston DV out, they'll both be heading straight in. And Mapunga Blazer was outstanding yesterday. He went around in 29.27 in race six, and he still had a little bit of trouble there. He can get a couple of lengths off that best time of 29.23, so a pretty hot market up the top there.
Yeah, he's lost his early box manners, hasn't he, Mapunga Blazer? He was very good eventually winning yesterday, and a two-dog match race series will suit him perfectly. All right, we'll keep up to date with the Speed Star. As I said, the last chance to trial Thursday evening during races or Sunday afternoon. Mick Floyd, thanks for joining us on Going Greyhounds.
A pleasure. Thank you very much.
All right, from one point of Victoria to another, we're heading out to Murnyong. And let me tell you, I've been told it's a little bit chilly out at Murnyong. Anthony Azzopardi doesn't cop the cold weather very well. Good morning.
Yeah, good morning, mate. How are you?
How many jumpers do you have on today?
I only got two on, Mark.
Today. Oh. How many beanies do you have on?
Oh, well, the beanies, there's a few of those on.
I tell you what, I know where it's going to be nice and cold, and that's at Warrnambool on Wednesday evening where we have the running of the Group 2 Warrnambool Classic. We've also got the final of the Group 2 Warrnambool Cup. And, Anthony, we'll talk about your runner first, which is Lucky Chap. He was brilliant on Wednesday night. He clocked the fastest time of the eight heats there, running 24.93. He had box six on Wednesday, moves to box four in the final. We know he was desperately unlucky in the Golden Easter Egg. How's he pulled up after that run last Wednesday?
He's pulled up perfect, mate. He's pulled up real well. And, he went really well. He handled the outside well. He's a real chance in the final. He's just got to get off that mat nice and clean and, put himself in the race.
I guess the benefit that he's got is that he runs a really straight line to the first turn, and we know he's got early pace. He's got Zinzan Brook drawn inside of him and Strike a Light in box number two. The benefit is Leo's Gift from box five is drawn outside of Lucky Chap, and he is possibly the widest runner in greyhound racing at the moment.
Yeah, mate, that's what gives him that room to move. You know, the yellow, he's not going to, we got luck that way and we got bad luck on the other side because we draw on the other side of him as well with the other dog. But he should get all the room, really. I can't see Zinzan Brook sort of going right out in his day. So he's not going to worry the ones on the inside because he does run a straight line.
As I said, he was desperately unlucky in that Golden Easter Egg, but we can't cry over spilt money, can we? You and I have discussed it. Your better half, Kylie Osborne, trains Roarability, and as we just mentioned, to Lucky Chap's benefit is that he's got Leo's Gift drawn on his outside, but to Roarability's disappointment, he's got Leo's Gift drawn on his inside. He's going to have to do everything right on Wednesday night because this is a big step up in class. We know he's got the ability, but gee whiz, you're going to have to get him to come out running.
Yeah, that's right. He can begin real quick, this dog, but he hasn't showed that of late. To be honest, we've been doing a bit of box work this week to trying to get him out underneath the lids if we can. And at home, he's sort of doing that the right job. But, look, I don't think he's got enough speed to clear him, I'll be honest with you. He has to rely on a lot of luck just to miss that dog, you know. If he's drawn inside him, I'll give him a good chance. But being outside Leo's Gift, going to be pretty hard, I think.
What he does do, Ant, when he it does take him two or three strides to get going, but when he goes, gee whiz, he's got a motor.
Oh, mate, his sections are just flying, you know. He's just a type of dog, you know. He just needs to be left alone the first 10 metres at this stage of his career, and if he gets left alone, you know, you'll see the real raw ability. He can really motor this dog. He's a very good dog. He's just his pattern of racing at the moment, and that's what he is, you know.
All right, out of the two, obviously, I'm gathering that you do think that Lucky Chap is your best.
Oh, most definitely. I think he's right in the race. He handled Warrnambool pretty good in his box. I reckon he's boxed perfect, I'll be honest.
All right. He's currently with tab.com.au. Lucky Chap is $3.80. And second pick in the market there from box number four. And that race will take place on Wednesday evening at Warrnambool, a Group 2 event. Now, we just heard Mick Floyd say that Aston DB won't go around in the Speed Star. Gaucho won't go around. And Nature's Gent won't go around. So at this stage, Raw Ability sits at about number four in the list for the Speed Star. And that's where you'll head with him after Wednesday night?
Yeah, after Wednesday, that's where I'll head with him. Yeah, I was just hoping... You know, well, if he's on fourth, so he's got a pretty good chance of making it then, you know?
Yep. And Lucky Chap, I imagine, will you go to the Harrison Dawson with him?
Yeah, I will be going with him with that, yeah. So that's what I'm just going to set him for after Warrnambool.
All right. And let's just reflect on one of the great greyhounds you train, Zambora Brocky. We've mentioned in the past he's been retired to stud, but he's about to become a dad, I believe.
Yes, he's... bitch called Anastasia. She was by Magic Sprite out of Daydream. So, yeah, no, that's his first bitch he's had. So, yeah, it's very exciting, really. So we'll see how she goes.
And the inquiry for Brocky's been excellent, mate?
Yeah, mate, yeah. It's just nothing's on season. And I'll just wait till they come on season, then we'll sell them a straw, you know. But till then... Yeah, it's just a little bit of a quiet period at the moment.
Yeah, it sure is. We're heading into the winter months, but I've got no doubt that he will be in big demand come springtime. Best of luck with Raw Ability and also Lucky Chap in the Group 2 Warrnambool Cup on Wednesday night, Ant.
Thanks, Mark.
There's Anthony as a party, and as I said, the favourite for the Warrnambool Cup is Strike a Light from Box 2 at $2.70. Now, for those people who have purchased pups through the 2015 Richmond Riches Puppy Auction, the 2017 race series commences on May the 12th, but nominations close this Friday afternoon with the race club. So don't send it to GRNSW. If you had a greyhound that you purchased through the Richmond Riches Puppy Auction in 2015 and you paid up with all your nom fees, they're eligible to go around in the heats. It's a race worth $100,000 to the winner. I know Jason McKay, unfortunately, we couldn't get him on the show this morning. He's actually working dogs up the straight. He's going to head there with Mr. Twister. So if you've got a dog that is eligible for the 2017 race series, get your noms in with the Richmond Race Club by 5 p.m. this Friday. Big week coming up. We've got Warrnambool on Wednesday night. It'll be trackside at Albion Park on Thursday night for the Group 2 Queensland Derby final. And then on Saturday evening at Wentworth Park, we've got the Group 3 Ladies Bracelet final. That's it for Going Greyhounds this Monday.